You are listening to a message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on City Church, or for additional resources, including service times, recommended readings, and additional audio, please visit citychurchpa.org.
Welcome, City Church. So what we are doing is that we're taking some time with Larry, one of our elders here at City Church. We're taking some time to encourage you specifically on Wednesdays, encourage you with a devotion from the Psalms. And if you have known me very well, you would know that the Book of Psalms is actually one of the most special books for me. One of the reasons is because the Book of Psalms is almost like it's literally like what, for example, like Augustine say that literally, the Book of Psalms, it's almost like a Bible. The whole Bible compacted in one. And then I think even Martin Luther said that as well. And so even during this time, the time of struggling for our nation, a time where everybody's battling uncertainty and all that, I think it's usually the Book of Psalms that's going to bring a lot of comfort. So For me, when I think about the Book of Psalms, I think about the Psalms are for all occasions. And so in the Psalms, you will see that the afflicted are comforted. Mm-hmm. In the Psalms, you will see that souls are renewed. And we need renewal more than any time. Mm-hmm. In the Psalms, you will see that souls are directed to their purpose, which is magnifying God. Mm-hmm. And so the Book of Psalms is going to be very important as well, because in this book is actually where the New Testament refers to the Book of Psalms more than any other book.
Exactly.
So in the Psalms, Christ is proclaimed more than any other place. So I think in the next couple of weeks, every Wednesday, we're going to be putting out a psalm, and we're going to be walking through this just so we can encourage you as a church to anchor down in Christ even during this time. So today we're looking at Psalm 1, and I'm going to read this, and then Larry, just be thinking, and I'm going to ask you a question after this.
Okay.
So it says this, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves does not wither. And in all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the day of judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of sinners will perish.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, like, what's your favorite thing about this psalm?
You know, I love how it starts.
Yeah.
I mean, the very first word is blessed. And to me, that signifies almost like the theme of the Psalter, is that we're going to learn about what it means to be blessed, but also how we should bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Ironically, we just in our study this morning, we used Psalm 150 mm-hmm. to kind of open our session of our morning study group on Wednesday, and it talks about praising God. So the Psalter begins with being blessed, and it ends with praise. That kind of bookends. This is how, you know, we are to live. So to me, this psalm also, as you know yourself, is often considered sort of like the introduction to the whole Psalter.
Yeah.
In fact, in doing some research, I discovered that in some early manuscripts, it wasn't even numbered.
Yeah.
It was like this is a standalone to get you ready to understand the rest of the Psalms.
It's like a gateway.
Like a gateway, yeah. Absolutely.
Into the Psalter. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so as we look at this, and it really kind of just begins to almost like draw a distinction between two people, two people. And it's going to say that there's the righteous and then they're the wicked. And I think this is also very important for us today in terms of like when everybody's tempted to do something totally different. But really here what we see is a picture of what does faithfulness look like in terms of like is the environment that I'm in, is the pressures and all those things that are around, you know, do they tempt me to give up on faithfulness, or what does it mean to be blessed? Is being blessed like what we think today, just like having all these external things, or is it, is being blessed here? It looks like it's faithfulness. It's faithfulness. It's delighting in the law of the Lord. It's literally, and I just remember when I was reading just now, as I'm reading the ESV here, I was having a clash in my mind with how I've memorized this. Because I'm reading this version, but at the same time, the version I've memorized is almost trying to, like, just really, like, it speaks of the importance of what you meditate on helps you with whether you stay faithful or not. And what do you think is what makes this the gateway, and even just like how is this going to really help inform the whole Psalter, but at the same time thinking about like where Martin Luther says this, I found that quote where Martin Luther says this, like that the Psalter is a little Bible, the summary of the whole Old Testament. So just in this delighting of the law, how do you think this actually really begins to ground a Christian during the time of when basically like the counsel of the wicked abounds, the way of sinners abounds, the seed of scoffers abound, especially even right now. Like, how do you think this actually helps somebody so that basically like they can actually like have almost like a grounding and they can trust in God, so that they could be like this tree?
Well, I think you hit on something. The thing about the Psalms, it's so, and I think the reason why it has resonated through millennia, two millennia, is how real it is. We are in a world that is sinful and fallen, and so we are all over. We're surrounded by wicked and sinners and scoffers. I mean, that's the reality. So here we are. We aren't you know, separated from all that. That's part of what we are, and yet we can be different, even though we're in the midst of this, like a tree, planted by the water. And so in the Middle East, that's probably the greatest example you could give of flourishing. Being flourishing in the midst of a dry, arid area. You look at that tree sitting. It's got nourishment. It's you know, the water is coming to it. It's gonna bear fruit. You know, all good things. It's coming against, and I love the words delight in the Lord. All he does is prosper. It's also twisting or changing the way we think of those. When I think of being delighted, I'm thinking of something that I've, you know, enjoyed, it's brought me pleasure, prosperity is because of material well-being or something. That's sort of how the world thinks of it. But it's telling us, no, it's finding it in God. That when I discover the truth of his word, and it's not going to just be, how do you say, I guess it's kind of like the gold miners, you know, they pan for gold, you know, maybe it's real easy to find, or whether you're digging in the mountain. I mean, both are true. But it's meditating day and night. It's immersing yourself in God's word of what he has revealed about himself, and how that is so satisfying, how that is so reassuring. And I think especially in the times we're in right now, I pity people that don't believe God's word, because I don't know where your hope is coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In all this time of uncertainty, we have certainty. We're a tree planted by the water. We're still able to flourish.
And so basically you're speaking of even like the wicked are not so. They're like chaff that the wind drives away.
Amen.
And so I think the biggest encouragement then here is looking at this and then having to think about the blessed man. Like the blessed man avoids some things. So my biggest encouragement for people even today is, I mean, watch the news, listen to people, do all those things, but make sure that you are saturating yourself in the word of the Lord, and you're basically being like that planted, that tree planted, that does not wither. We are not going to be withered by the noise of what's going on around us. Or we're not going to be unstable. Because chaff, you know, I grew up in Africa where basically like we would crush like the maize and then like or the wheat. And then we take and put it in big bags. We'll crush it. And then like all the shells and all the stuff would come out. And like if you took it and you threw it up in the wind, the chaff would actually just go off to the side. It was blown by the wind and the chickens would eat it. And it was just, but it was always very unstable. Very unstable. So
but the wheat falls straight down.
Yeah, the wheat falls down. And so the chaff was separated from the grains. And then the grains, so you would always like, they would always scoop it up. And then, like, scoop it up. And then, so every time, like, the chaff would actually be separated. And you get to see a picture of that, like, this instability that's there. Where I think it's very important for us, if there's an encouragement here, what's going to be very important is that during this time where people are in a frenzy of, like, fear and all those things, this is where we get planted in. On his, this righteous man, this blessed man, chooses to do some things. He chooses the God's law. For us, we choose to meditate on the gospel. What does it look like to really anchor down on the fact that Christ, and we're gonna look at this in some too, that Christ is the reason, ruling and reigning, Lord, even in this. Like, how do we meditate on that? And you get to see also that, like, you know, just this thing where you get to see this righteous man is just, he is awkwardly walking by himself. There's this countercultural thing where, I like this, like, where you see the council of the wicked. There's a plurality to the wicked here. The
and
way
the
of
congregation
sinners.
Of the righteous, though, comes later. Yeah.
So he is by himself the whole time. Having to stick out and say, hey, listen, I'm anchoring down on this. And he thinks he's by himself. But what's so beautiful is that later on he gets to actually realize he is amongst the congregation of the righteous. And so it's almost like it's choosing to stay the course even when you seem like you're the only one doing so. And trusting the Lord.
A good way to add that point, because this is Psalm 1, it's important to remember. Psalms were meant for the congregation. They were meant to be sung or spoken in a congregation. So they're actually communal. This was meant to be in community that you're reminding each other that you're blessed. You're reminding each other that you're in the congregation of the righteous as you are doing this. So, yes, they have significance for us, and we can read them individually. But ideally, we need to see ourselves in this. We are not alone. We're part of this people of God that are looking that way. So it's
so our prayer is that like people as they watch this today or they listen to this would be blessed. I love what Athanasius says. And for us,
are we going to get a daily Athanasius? I mean, is that's going to happen?
Okay. Yeah, we probably will.
For the sake of those who are not familiar, could you quick give us a little 30 second? Who is Athanasius?
Just to remind everybody.
It's not Martin Luther. Who is Athanasius?
He is probably like one of the most influential church fathers that in my life. And so he was
Fourth century.
Fourth century Bishop of Alexandria. And he, just watching his resiliency for me, like reading and watching, he championed championed orthodoxy in fighting for the doctrine of the Trinity, especially arguing that Jesus was the Son of God and he was equal with God during the time when it was not common. So,
and almost the Lone Ranger in sort of keeping it alive and suffering banishment on numerous occasions.
He gets exiled at least five times and all that. He has to stay.
So he's one
course.
Of our heroes, definitely.
Yeah,
so now you can give the quote. Now we have a little context for it to appreciate this man.
So I'm just like, I'm fascinated by his life and the way he found help in the Psalms through almost all these times.
Yes.
And he says this in his letter to Marcellinus, one of his deacons. He says this: if therefore any of you should decide to bless someone, you have what you need to say and how and in whom you say it in someone. So you basically it's like if you want to bless someone, if you want to really, and basically what he's simply saying is that like someone is a way you can bless someone. How do you bless them through someone? By encouraging them to delight in the Lord, to meditate, so that you bless them by telling them, hey, the blessing is not found by listening to all these other places. You bless them by telling them, anchor down, be like a tree planted by, and then you will see that you will bear fruit in season. And I think we're in time when this is the season to bear fruit. This is a season where we love one another. We're speaking about this during the time when almost the whole country is on shutdown because of the coronavirus, and this is how we get blessed. Spend more time meditating on God's word, and then get up from there, meditate on God's law, and meditate on the gospel, and fill up on that, and get up from there.
And that's where our hope comes from, and that's we're going to be able to.
And don't be like a leaf that withers during this time, but bear fruit. What does bearing fruit look like? Bear each other's burdens. Share the love of Christ. Fulfill the law of Christ. Love others. Do all those things. Be this tree. This is actually like, what does it mean to be blessed? It's when the worries and the counsel and all those things don't matter because you've meditated on God's word. And so that's gonna be very important. And for us as well, looking and thinking, who is this blessed man? Who lived this thing very well? I'm so glad to think of the blessed man above everyone is Christ. He is the one who did this very thing. You know, we walk sometimes in the counsel of the ungodly. We do all these things. And the truth of the matter is that that's why we crumble during the times of trouble. But thank God that he sent Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And this is where the gospel becomes like, and Jesus Christ died on the cross, did empowered us to now say no to ungodliness.
Amen.
And to say no to sin, to do all those things. But he empowers us now through the Holy Spirit living in us, continually directing us to the word of God, so that now it is now possible. I'm not saying that go buckle down and do it on your own. It's now possible to be this blessed man because we have the blessed man alongside with us, which is Jesus Christ, and his spirit living in us. So that's that.
Do
you mind just praying for our church, even just on this day?
Amen.
And just pray that they would have a blessed week.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you that you are, Lord, you are everything we need. As we come before you and recognize this adversity that we are living in the midst of all the challenges that we're facing, as we look at these things, Lord, it becomes almost overwhelming. But we thank you, we praise you, that you provide it. You are the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, the provider, that you are giving us, not just materially, Lord, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally, God, you're just supplying us with what we need. And we know, Lord, that as we have been filled with the Spirit of God, that we are able to overflow into others' lives and share with others these things. And so we pray, Lord, that as we are receiving from you, our eyes are open. As we're looking up, we're also looking out at those that are hurting and those that are in need. And we show our faith that we have an abundance that we are able to share with others. And so we pray for this, Lord, as a church, that we're doing this, Lord. We're doing it within the household of faith, and Lord, within those that we are closest to, that we're able to share this love of Christ that we've received, of his fullness we've received. And it, as a result, we have an abundance. And we praise you for the words that you have given us in the scriptures, and especially for the Psalter in Psalm 1 that's encouraging us today in this. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us and forgives us of all our iniquity. And we praise you and thank you that we are standing right before you and we can walk out this faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For additional information, please visit citychurchpa.org.